This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
The poets tell how Pancho fell.
Poets tell how Pancho fell.
My little kid.
Cheap hotel.
The desert's quiet.
Cleveland's cold.
So the story is we're told.
Pancho needs your prayers and truth. He only did what he had to do.
And now he's grown old. Now Merle Haggard died last month. And Prince, so many others. David Bowie. People say, David Bowie was weird. Prince, whatever. If you like their music, you like their music. And I like a lot of David Bowie songs. I like some Prince songs. One of the ones I like, I really like. And then, of course, Merle Haggard. That is a real bummer. Why do I have bummer music I love so much? Because I have to start talking about it every time it comes in. That's all part of the celebration of humanity. Hey, when Willie Nelson goes, he's like 83 now. I got to know him back when he was like 74, 75, 76, 77. Last time I ever saw him, had dinner with him and Dave Mustaine. They were there. I was with Dave Mustaine. And ran into Willie Nelson and then ended up having dinner with him. And he was like already 80. And I'm just digressing. You should go to Twitter. We actually sent a photo out of that. He's a real character behind the scenes. Oh, boy. He really liked the film Endgame. That's why he came to see it. Tell you, back in 2007, I was sitting there. And I go, and I hear Willie Nelson's here. Willie Nelson's here in the packed crowd. Like, it was only 300 in the theater. It was, you know, that's a theater of 300. I was going to sign DVDs. And, you know, all of a sudden, he just walks around the corner in the counter and just grabs my hand and goes, I really like your movie. And I go, well, here's my phone number. I'd like to get you on. And he goes, okay. About 6 months later, called me up. Pretty crazy. I'm not name dropping. It's just you, like, hear Willie Nelson. You go, oh, I've been friends with him. His wife's a big Democrat. I think like his fifth wife. She's a nice lady. But, man, you know, Willie Nelson gives you a call and wants you to come play chess with him. He invited me to go to Hawaii with him and Woody Harrelson literally for a week one time on the private jet. And I didn't have time. I said, Willie, I just don't have time. He goes, we're going to have fun, play dominoes, and smoke vape. And I'm not really a pot smoker, but, you know, when you're with Willie, you smoke pot so you can't walk. And that's the only problem about it. I can tell. I'm going to stop right there. I'm going to stop at that story. Okay, I can't tell it. There's too many good ones. There's too many good ones. About hanging out with Jesse Ventura and Willie Nelson, too. That's a really good story. Hung out with those two together a few times. I didn't mean to digress off into Hollywood. I don't care about Hollywood. I don't care about, but if I like an artist, like a musician or a painter or an architect or a writer or a researcher, I love them. But who I really love are people that have courage. And that's why I love Donald Trump, despite the fact I disagree with some of the things he's done. The whole power structure is after him and lying about him and saying he hates Mexicans because they took it out of context where he goes, this judge is a Mexican. I admire him that he's a nationalist and cares about his country and his people, but he's not an American. And they said, oh, because he's not Anglo? No, that's not what he said. The judge is in two La Raza groups, and his group boycotts Trump. Look, if you want to be a member of La Raza, that's your business. I'm not a member of the KKK. And I don't care if people in La Raza go, I know a lot of folks listening, you probably had a mom or dad that was in it. You're in college, they say you've been oppressed, I'm sure somebody did something to you wrong. That's how the world works. And then, hey, you're going to be part of the Chicano Studies, and it's all funded by the CIA and the rest of it. And it's just meant to absolutely sit there and put a chip on your shoulder. I grew up in Dallas, Texas, okay? And I had rednecks and black people constantly starting fights with me just because they were looking for a fight. And I did have fights with Mexicans, too, but the least amount. And the Mexicans all know that. They know gringos on average are leaving people alone. They'll try to marry you or try to go, you know, eat at your restaurant. But it's just all made up. And Donald Trump is not racist, and it's a load of bull. We're going to talk about it when we come back.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world.
There is a war against Christianity. Fight back with EPH612.com, the only clothing line for strong Christian men of faith. EPH612.com clothing is premium quality, 100% made in the USA, and has free shipping on all orders. Wear the brand made for Christian warriors. Visit EPH612.com for truth in Christian clothing.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. In February 2016, Johnson & Johnson lost two major lawsuits and was ordered to pay a total of $127 million by a jury to two women who died of ovarian cancer after years of using the manufacturer's talc-based products, such as Johnson & Johnson's baby powder. Multiple studies show that women who have long-term use of talcum powder in products such as baby powder for feminine hygiene can increase the risk of contracting ovarian cancer. If you or a family member have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call Talcum Baby Powder Alert today. You may be entitled to substantial compensation. The consultation is free, and you'll pay nothing unless you receive a settlement. So if you or a loved one used talcum baby powder products before being diagnosed with or died from ovarian cancer, make this important free call today. Call 1-800-587-4990. 1-800-587-4990.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-up. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I was a lonely avenue. I never thought I'd meet a girl like you.
Again, I cannot stress enough, even though I don't want the attention, how awesome this crew is for InfoWars Live, how awesome the InfoWars Nightly News crew is, how awesome the entire InfoWars family is, how awesome John Harmon is up at GCNLive.com and Ted Anderson. All of our sponsors, our affiliates, you the listeners, numero uno when it comes to temporal issues, and then, of course, God, who is all-encompassing. I am just here to tell you I am dedicated to doing the best job I can do. Lord knows sometimes it's a train wreck. I'm dedicated to telling you the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help me God. And that's just what it comes down to. We're doing the best we can. What matters is intent. The globalists are out to get us. Now, coming up at the bottom of the hour, Anthony Ucciardi has requested that they air an 11-minute boil-down of the last time Drudge was here in town. Crazy, because I guess great minds think alike, or minds that want to be free think alike. I requested like a 3-minute boil down a few days ago from one of the editors. I didn't know he'd already done this for an 11-minute clip. He's going to be airing that because everything he talked about is now happening, and it's important. Because nine times out of ten, it's Drudge alone who ends up taking topics that no one else would put in the mainstream media and forcing it out. The Pentagon says they can't stand it. And really, it's indicative of the death of the mainstream media. And you can really say the facade's fully collapsing now. We're reaching a point where it's got more holes than Swiss cheese, a 6% trust rate in AP polls. But separately, I try to do the best job I can. Occasionally, I get a wild hair. I was about to go get my hair cut at like 3 o'clock yesterday and then come back to the office. And I just had a wild idea. And I decided to, and we're going to air this a little bit later. Anthony's going to air it, but it's up on InfoWars.com. And I had this idea because I was looking at Drudge and I was watching the super clip cut, which we can roll behind me if you guys want, of Hillary on CNN leaning back in a goddess outfit like Princess Leia being worshipped. And even CNN said, she's a god, she's a golden god, is the quote, history-making golden god. And it was the weird Joker face she then flashed like a demon. I mean, I would put this in the, in an Exorcist movie where a demon-possessed woman becomes president. I mean, this is Hollywood-level scary-looking woman. I mean, she's super evil, super creepy, has the bones to prove it, the whole background, starts like having an orgasm on stage and then just acting totally freakish. And since I attacked this yesterday, not even the leftist groups have attacked me back. They normally do because they know it's frickin' cult level. I mean, this is out of control. So here's just a short excerpt of it. Stop, stop. Don't show it yet. Don't show Jakari taking me down. That's coming up at the bottom of the hour, ladies and gentlemen. That's good. Let's stop right there. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. And it all depends on a lot of people say, man, you look really skinny in some photos, and you look a little bit chubby in those. Well, I mean, when Jakari's holding you back with his arm around your neck, because we did it. It's a skit. It's fun. It's obvious it's a skit. It doesn't cut to a clip with, it's obviously fake, like the Hitler dog video, okay? I hope we don't get arrested for it. Pointing out that I'm suddenly worshiping Hillary and have joined the cult and I'm under her spell. And what's the name of the video up on InfoWars? It's Alex Jones loses it, has to be restrained by a reporter. There it is. Alex Jones flips out, is physically restrained. But I still lost a lot of weight there. But when you're wearing, you know, tight 36 jeans, I should be wearing 38. It looks like I left a little bit of love handles. But, man, I got like 10 pounds to go. And I'm a mesomorph, folks. I have the body of a gorilla. I'm not an endomorph or an ectomorph, okay? I have, like, thighs that big around, but I don't even work out. But I have lost a ton of weight. But I don't mean to digress off into that. It's just that I've been not drinking beer for a week or so, so I'm going to lose even more weight now. But I don't even know where I'm going with all this. Just Anthony Gucciardi, we've got to have some fun. But I really want to ask the audience. I don't do a lot of comedy. Whatever I do, people say, oh, he's trying to fake us, when it's obviously satire. It was like, Jakari this morning was like, yeah, I don't get it. A few years ago, they said ISIS is going to assassinate Dumbo as a hoax. I think it was The Onion. And he goes, people said, oh, my God, I hope they don't kill Dumbo. Or why did you hoax us saying they wanted to kill Dumbo? It's obvious. You don't have to say satire on a 1940s Disney character named Dumbo. It doesn't exist. There is no flying elephant with giant pink ears. There is a crazy Texan with the body of a gorilla ripping his shirt off going Hulk style, which I didn't intend to do. Jakari kind of too quick because we only scripted it like in 30 seconds. I said, get over here with the camera, say you're shooting a gun piece. Buckley runs in, run down the hall. You'll see what I'm doing. Jakari's like, okay. And I just said, restrain me. And so in one take, we shot this whole thing in like 2 minutes preparation. It was insane. I love doing, like, there's a bubble gun piece we did. Where I just said, hey, they're banning bubble guns. They're arresting kids that have bubble guns. My Little Kitty or Hello Kitty or whatever it is. That's Hello Kitty from Japan. So I said, we're going to be in this board meeting. I'm going to pull a bubble gun out, and then you're going to freak out and stop me. And that was no preparation there either. So we're going to rear a bubble gun today if we have time as well. But I tell you, I'm a little bit euphoric here with Paul Watson and the rest of the crew and Drudge and everything that's happening, how global government is absolutely getting a new you-know-what torn in it. I mean, I know victory when I see it, and I think we've almost reached a champagne-level event here. Anthony Gucciardi.
You know, you talk about people thinking that satire is real. It's because we live in a headline society. People can't actually process things for themselves anymore, and they just read the insane mainstream media. It looks like The Onion anyway. You go on the mainstream media, it's the most ridiculous stuff you could possibly imagine. So they don't even think now, oh, that could be satire because everything's so insane anyway. It's like already weird and already projected onto you, and they just read the headlines and no one looks at the details.
Yeah, I guess that's it. I mean, Jakari's laughing in the background. I'm ripping my shirt off. It's obviously a joke.
It's obviously a joke. I watched it yesterday, by the way. It's really funny. I do want to play it on here.
Well, I mean, be honest with me. I think it's okay. Jakari did a great job. And
I think it's real.
He did a great job.
I think it's real. Let me just put it out there. I think you're obviously a closeted Hillary Clinton supporter.
You caught me worshiping her?
You were caught worshiping her. Actually, we shouldn't have said all that. It's real, ladies and gentlemen. He was caught worshiping Hillary. You have to see the video. I'm actually more impressed by the fact that you ripped the shirt off. And, Hulk Hogan had to get those stretchy shirts to rip off. They had to make them custom for him so he could rip them off.
Is that true?
It's true. Yeah, Hulk Hogan has shirts that were custom.
Is it really hard? That hard to rip a shirt off?
I've never done it, but it seems pretty hard to me, yeah. Seems pretty hard.
I don't know. I tried pulling for a minute. It wasn't
coming off. I saw you just ripped it, though. You just got mad at it.
That's so powerful. No, come on. It's not that hard.
I don't know. We'll have to try it.
Well, they actually are thick quality shirts, and it was a little bit harder than some of the other shirts.
You know, we saved the shirt, too.
Ripped off in videos.
We saved that shirt.
I am ripping off Hulk Hogan, and I'm ripping off, who am I ripping off right now? Ladies and gentlemen, folks, we've got coming up. Tell us what you've got coming up today, Anthony Gucciardi.
Well, one of the weirdest things that no one seems to be doing anything about, because it's a headline society, and this is too complex, we're all guilty of it, though, is Oklahoma police. You've talked about this a little bit, but they can seize your entire bank account on a traffic stop without any charge.
No drugs, no nothing, no arrest, nothing. You're just going to suck the money out of your bank account.
But it's not just Oklahoma, so we're going to talk about that. They can pull you over, and they can just say, for nothing.
We should do a man on the street about this.
They get millions of dollars in funding from this. And there's some groups that are talking about it, but I've not heard any of the news program. And there could be, I just haven't heard it, talk about this in depth like this. They are taking money from people for doing nothing wrong. And what's sad is, and what I want to talk about, is I like the police. I think, I was looking at the other day, there was a car accident.
Now, that's how they demonize the police, is shelling them on evil, unconstitutional garbage, which then they carry out, destroying their own name.
Yeah, a small percentage of the bad apples are going to do this, and then it makes it look really bad. But then they say, it's okay for your funding. It's okay. These people are probably drug dealers anyway. Just take their money. It goes to help the kids.
You talk about discrimination. Let's face it. They're going to target illegal aliens and black people and folks because somehow, this is the only racism I see left in the country, is with poor whites, blacks, or Hispanics. It's just kind of seen like as an asset forfeiture. That's who they do it to. Now, when it's an old lady, an old Hispanic lady or old white lady or whatever, then there'll be a big investigation because, Martha Johnson, hypothetical name, and Jane Doe was an 82-year-old Baptist preacher's wife when they took her $2,000. I mean, they're dumb
enough.
You're
totally right.
These corrupt cops even dumb enough to rob old women. So let's face it. They pull somebody over that's got 5 narcotics convictions. In their view, they're sick of the justice system being corrupt. They're going to go ahead and just suck the money out. But then that leads to really bad stuff.
Then you can justify
anything. Innocent people.
You can justify anything. You're totally right. Guess what? There is real racism, and we're against it. But there is real racism, and that's a justification route, though. Because, you can take the guy with the priors and take his cash, but what are you going to do?
I'll tell you what's racism. I was at Big Bend and watched Hispanic officers who were not like, the normal tough cop officers that you see, whether it be white, Hispanic, whatever. They were like little communist guys, and the things they were saying were right out of university, and they were just arresting white people and leaving the Hispanics alone for drinking. And I guess in their mind, we're gonna do it back to you now. No, how about we just don't act like this? I've had Mexican police shake me down for money because I'm a gringo. But you know what? They do it to Mexicans, too. It's wrong no matter who you do it to.
We all need to go back to kindergarten.
I mean, I'm the type of guy, if I was ordered as a cop to arrest people drinking beer, I would absolutely arrest one white guy and one Hispanic guy. I wouldn't just sit there and, only take the white people to jail or give them tickets. It's sickening, man. It's sickening. I mean, I would be sick if I was a white police officer and pulled over a black family and then sucked the money out of their credit card. What the hell is this?
Think about that. You really think about what they do, too. It's like something, the numbers here, it's like $47 million or something.
And this just started a year ago.
Yeah. This is, and it's not just Oklahoma. Imagine a poor family that's in the car with kids screaming, crying, and you're like, I'm going to have to take that. I'm going to have to take that credit card.
Well, they say as well, where'd you get this $1,000? Or what you're doing with this? I'm going to go ahead and just, usually they find a bunch of cash and they say we think it's drug related.
Yep.
I'm going to skip this break. I just have to do it right now. Anthony, do you want to just go ahead and play the insane piece now?
Yeah, let's play the insane piece. I like it. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is real. This is the real deal. This was captured footage from yesterday. I heard the screams from over on the other side of the building. This is what Alex actually was found to do. I was scared.
Buckley described it as the mad scientist has gone to the fifth dimension from Buckaroo Banzai when he kind of runs away screaming crazy. And I said, Buckley, you're so smart. In fact, we should come back for the next segment with the Buckaroo Banzai intro. We have that in there because I was trying to actually imitate. What's that guy's name that's the bad guy in Buckaroo Banzai? Because that's exactly what I was trying to act like when I did it. And so, of course, when I ran with my legs far apart like a goblin, I looked like a goblin.
You were
I
wasn't channeling the villain good, from Buckaroo Banzai.
I was trying to look like a goblin. That's why I did. I was trying to look like a Hillary supporter. But, yes, this is Alex Jones under the spell of Hillary the goddess. Here it is.
Now, this is take one of the Second Amendment piece. Going to do a dry run here so everybody's good with the audio. Okay, let's start. Okay. Hillary Clinton is going to be your Democratic nominee. Now, Mrs. Clinton is a very conservative person.
Joe, Travis, you guys, you gotta come help me, man. Alex is freaking out.
What's going on?
I don't know what he's doing. I don't know what's going on. Right. He lost his mind or something.
I mean,
I've never seen him do this before. Totally out of character. Help, guys, help.
People lose their minds. He's been infected by Hillary Rodham Clinton. Don't let this happen to you. Get your Hillary for Prison t-shirt today.
Get your blasphemous Hillary for Prison t-shirt before Hillary outlaws them or Alex has them all destroyed. Go to store.infowars.com today and buy your Hillary for Prison t-shirt.
Or InfoWars. Or InfoWarsStore.com. By the way, if you back it up to about 10 seconds for the end, I love how Jakari's in there. We're in this main studio. Right next door is David Knight, who we didn't tell we were going to do this. Like, right through the wall, doing the show while we run around the fourth hour screaming and acting like morons, you know, at like 2:55 when we shot it. And then later he's like, what's screaming? What's going on? Comes walking out. The real sitcom, the real reality show would be Mount Cameras in here for the craziness that goes on, Anthony.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I like how the end is. Buy them before they sell out or before Alex destroys them all. It's the real threat.
Yeah, so there's Jakari, like, you know, talking about Alex has been taken over by Hillary. In the background is David Knight trying to finish the show. And you can see him, like, putting his finger to there. He was asking him, like, oh, what's going on? Because we're like, we should have told him. I'm, like, screaming at the top of my lungs. And, like, right through that back wall is David Knight. Other people are like, what is going on? I'm actually crying. It's so funny. Let's get serious. It's how we fund the operation. That is another limited edition shirt. It says, till the end of time. That version's about to go. We're going to have a new one that doesn't say that. It says, Hillary for President 2016, exact same design, except red on the shoulder, InfoWars.com. Spread the word better. It'll keep it on the back as well, InfoWars.com. Legalize freedom, and that helps fund this operation. I'm constantly, you know, plugging every hour. Most talk shows plug 4 or 5 times an hour during the show, and that's what you got to do. Talk radio is going bankrupt. The whole country's in crisis, but we just do it once or twice an hour. By the way, I didn't mean to do this, but Anthony, tell folks about Living Defense. This sold out, in 2 days when it came in last year. I had no idea that the nutraceutical folks, the nutraceutical buffs, the nutraceutical vitamin mineral Nazis, and I mean that in a Seinfeld way, like, you know, the guy with the really good soups, a soup Nazi, but has weird rules. They really like it because they love Dr. Griffin and what he does, but this thing's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24. Okay, 24 ingredients. I was saying close to 30. I was going off memory. And you take 1 to 3 capsules a day. Do a 6-week cleanse on this because parasites get killed pretty quick, but then they have eggs and stuff and cyst. But most parasites are gone within 6 weeks, have completed their life cycle several times. And, boy, folks take this. The reviews are unbelievable. But I had no idea this would become, like, out of the gates, one of the number one detox anti-parasite harmful organism cleanses out there. We finally got more of it in because there's so many ingredients to get them all organic, all tested, all California standard is really hard.
Yeah,
I mean, they set the bar, you know, where the air is dirtier than, you know, what they allow.
Or an apple
is toxic. And so now it's here, and you folks, everybody should do this cleanse. Now, this is all seen as safe, you know, grass by the FDA. But still, that's a law, so it's called GRASS, meaning it's seen as in the safe vitamin and mineral and supplement herb body. We don't sell stuff that isn't in that group. But you should still talk to your physician because, hey, you may need a physician's note to breathe oxygen. The UN says, you know, the carbon dioxide's evil, too. But get your living defense today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 because, and this is the big enchilada, look at what we're doing at Bilderberg. Look at what we're doing covering the riots and the anti-Trump stuff. It's InfoWars so many times is a game changer because of the amplifier a lot of times, Drudge Report. I'm proud of the fact sometimes we're able to change the course of things without Drudge linking, but Drudge, you know, is on the same team of Liberty, so it's a great dynamic duo, DrudgeReport.com. But, I mean, talk about Living Defense and just about what's happening in the media, Anthony, and I'm going to throw the baton to you.
Absolutely. Well, Living Defense is, for me, it's a bestseller because you don't actually, and I hate to say this, but you don't have to do anything. So you just take it in the morning. You take it in the morning, you take it at night. It's not like you have to go through a cleanse protocol. You take
a lot of stuff's rough, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So some of it, I mean, hey, I love the Liver Shield. I love the Liver Cleanse, the Advanced Liver Cleanse. It works, the real deal. It has tons of 5-star reviews. It's good.
But you're starring in the movie Alien.
But you have to do some stuff. Or you can take Liver Shield, just put it in your protein shake. But with Living Defense, again, I hate to say it, you literally don't have to do anything. You just take the capsules. That's it. Your cleanse is done.
A lot of folks do report within a week, though, it does cause a flush.
Well, you know, it depends on what you got in your body. Plus, it has the enzymes in there, which can break down the shield, so-called, of these harmful organisms in your body. And I don't know about you,
why are you being racist against tapeworms?
I'm being racist against tapeworms, and I like sushi a lot. I really, really like sushi. And you know how many harmful organisms are in a piece of sushi?
Oh, my gosh. I used to see these videos where they pour Coke on, like, pork, and worms come out. I didn't believe it.
Yeah.
A few months ago, I don't eat a lot of pork just because for some reason. The point is, because I always just hear stuff about it. I like bacon, though. And I was sitting there, and there was frickin' worms in it. And I meant to videotape it, but it was so gross, I didn't do it. It's going to be a viral video.
You know what's sad, though? The worms that you don't see are still on there.
Yeah, the
eggs. Especially when you go to a sushi place, and let's say it's not the best sushi place, they get the filler fish, and they let it sit there, and they just put it and wrap it in the rice. You realize that's raw fish. Nothing has been done to it. Nothing has been done to even sear it and kill anything in there. There's a lot of...
That's why they say a lot of models don't just eat sushi to lose weight because it's low calorie. They want to get the worms.
Some people want the tapeworms. So that sucks the nutrients, which is the silliest, most insane thing ever. It was popular in Japan for a while.
I think Hillary Clinton is a giant tapeworm.
I think she's stealing our nutrients, and we need to Living Defense her out of the country.
I'm going to say this. Not only I think Michelle Obama is a tranny, I believe Hillary Clinton is a giant intergalactic tapeworm that traveled here via the ninth dimension and is actually wearing a rubber mask. In fact, let's play the video for TV viewers just of her up there on stage when she puts the rubber mask on and turns into the Joker. Why do you think the giant worm chose the Joker mask?
Well, you know, it's a certain look. Right, I think as a giant intergalactic, multidimensional, ethereal tapeworm, she's going to want to look a certain way, you know. And if that is the case, which I'm sure it is, I'm sure there's researchers have concluded that she is in fact a tapeworm.
Well, I heard she also carries all those catworms that are in the brain, and she just vomits them into the school lunch program food.
Yeah, what the catworms? You know, nobody believes the catworms. Nobody believes a lot of this stuff.
No one believes that there's that worm that gets in a snail that makes it go to the top of the tree to be eaten by birds that then put its spores back out for more snails and actually gets into the brain and remote controls the snail.
And on a serious note, too, no, that is real, obviously. There is a lot of theories that the parasites that we're eating every single day that we can't do anything about that are just going in us, a lot of those parasites could be behind disease in a number of, like, it could be.
For sure. And folks, I'm being sarcastic about her being a tapeworm. Now, Michelle Obama does have a tapeworm in her pants, But I'm curious about the worms that go in and take over the brain of the snail, and that cats carry a worm that gets into your brain and makes you enjoy the smell of cat pee so you have more of the cats around. That is actually real. In fact, Anthony, pull those up during the break. People think I'm making this up. I shouldn't make satire mixing with real stuff, but I'm going to say it. She's not a tapeworm. She's actually a brain worm from a cat. Okay, we'll be back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on Auto Ship, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new Auto Ship feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on Auto Ship. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for Auto Ship.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
In the beginning, a patriot is a scared man, hated, feared, and scorned. But in time, when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. Anthony Gucciardi is hosting Fourth Hour with yours truly. He wants to get to this big drudge piece. I know we're running out of time here. Maybe we should air it in the Fourth Hour tomorrow, but I'll let Anthony take over. But I briefly wanted to mention something, because I heard David Knight talking about it, and I meant to cover it the last few days. You have the precariat, and that's a merger of precarious with the proletariat, meaning the general slave population. In sociology and economics, the precariat is a social class. Well, they have this political scientist who's written a book about it, and it's one of the 10 topics they admit they're covering in their press release of the group that didn't exist until a few years ago, because we were crazy. The world's most elite conference this year will discuss something called the precariat. And they go on to say, yeah, we've gotten rid of the middle class, and so there's these giant masses of young people with no future. We need to all give them money, just random money, but have state controls over them to control them. But I've always told you the plan is to make you dependent. The Bilderberg Group is openly admitting and mainlining. You see European countries calling for this check you get. You got to take vaccines, got to do what they say about how many kids you can have. We're always told there's two people on welfare having 10 kids. Yeah, they set it up like that to then have the cultural backlash, have a big, giant, uneducated mass of people of all races, colors, and creeds rioting if their EBT card doesn't work in a few days. Already happening. You show the poor woman, you know, stomping around the grocery store after her EBT card doesn't work. EBT cards are now failing. It's a time bomb to then control the producers. And then there'll just be a move towards phasing out the lower class, and then it'll be phase everybody out as they get the robots in place where they'll produce everything for us, but then we'll have to socially go along with whatever the controllers tell us we must do. And David Knight did a great job breaking that down in a 60-second piece that aired, because we've gotten rid of a lot of the commercials here. Commercials have been obsolete on radio and TV to a certain extent for about 10 years. If you don't produce just incredibly amazing commercials, they don't give you an effect. If you've got all great commercials on radio or TV, yes, and make a tournament a big deal like the Super Bowl, then they're successful. That's why you see radio and TV and everywhere. It's product placement within the show. Most of it's hidden. We plug a few times an hour max, and it's all out in the open. Hey, we're selling you something we believe in, we use. I'm just digressing that we bring vignettes to the radio feeds and the video feeds. A lot of our stuff isn't even commercials. It's just promoting freedom because the currency we're looking for is human survival and not deciding it's the end of humanity, not deciding we don't matter, not deciding we're going to be phased out, and then I supposedly join the elite and go along with this and lose my soul. You build a system of dehumanization, it will suck everyone in. No one will escape. Turn back now, warned the sentry at the four-way stop. This way lies hell. This way lies honor and the Dark Tower. Roland. Child Roland, the Dark Tower came. Read that poem and know it. Or be the dead, rotting horse in the moat. All right, let's just go back to Anthony Gucciardi. Anthony, I'm going to turn this over to you and let you honcho and run the rest of the transmission. Appreciate you coming in to host the fourth hour. I have to twist Anthony's arm to do this when I take over anyways. But just great job, my friend. Please continue.
Hey, thank you. And by the way, the name of the cat parasite, I couldn't remember it. It's toxoplasmosis. And what happens is basically your cats go outside and they get infected by this parasite. They bring it in. It goes into your brain. It's been linked to schizophrenia. That's why they may have called it the crazy cat woman back in the day, because the woman with the 20 cats or whatever, they would have a mass amount of toxoplasmosis. And The Atlantic says how your cat is making you crazy. Scientific American says,
massive suicide increases.
Toxoplasmosis.
And we talk to women we know who have cats, and they literally laugh at us and will not listen.
They say we're insane. And I've said it time and time again.
Hear the thing, crazy cat lady, where they love the cats everywhere and the pee everywhere. It programs you to love the smell of the pee with the toxins in it of the brainworm. It's literally science fiction.
Yes, it sounds
pull
crazy.
Up the snail that's mind controlled by a worm too. That's on Discovery Channel.
It all sounds crazy. And guess what? It is crazy. Well, the life is crazy. The world's insane. A meteor could hit us right now. We could die. We could be in a car accident. Something could blow up. A nuclear explosion could happen. The world's insane.
Point is, we're not in Kansas anymore.
Yeah,
there's other interdimensional succubus parasites, the Bible and every culture say, that are feeding on us as well.
Who knows?
Hillary Clinton is completely run by it.
There you go. Well, she is one. Big worm. But
no, I mean, she's run by a seventh-dimensional buck-toothed goblin named Pink Belly.
The evidence is clear.
Media Matters of America.
Yes.
That's my God, you've right got there. A shot of Hillary Clinton with her makeup off. Here, let's show folks this. World's deadliest zombie snail. See? That's the National Geographic.
Zombie snails.
That's the general public are like zombie snails.
What's their deadliest?
Isn't it incredible, though? As you said, incredible. That we're like making up words here and engaging in bonics, Anthony. You go ahead and take over.
I'll tell you what. I don't like to hate on the general public. I think we've turned into a headline society. I think they've been conditioned. We've all been conditioned. I've been conditioned. I'm not above anything to look at headlines and to not realize the details. And that's why we are going to be destroyed if we don't listen.
All right, I'm going to leave, but they found it. It's Dr. Emilio Lizardo from the movie Buckaroo Banzai. So can we play the theme of Buckaroo Banzai one more time as they cue this up? John Harmon, can you find that again? Just let me know when you have it. This is is why I quit doing the fourth hour.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation.
Because when I've been on air 3 hours, after that I begin to...
On the GCN Radio
into my real
Network.
Self. To a big goofball.
Yeah.
Who?
I like it.
Who would be crazy enough to actually take on the New World Order and win? Now, as this is rolling, together, mix the two, let's show people a clip of Emilio Lizardo. There you go. Turn up the audio on that, please.
Big
Can you guys pull up Emilio Lizardo, Buckaroo Banzai? I know that clip will be one of the first ones on YouTube, and then show that. With his hair all sticking out, he's like, the overthruster. I mean, that's what the Democrat supporters are like. It's like they've been possessed. Did you see all the interviews when he ended? She couldn't find any Democrat supporters that weren't deranged loons.
I think we should show the snails, too.
Did we find it? Here, can we please find Emilio Lizardo? Or Buckaroo Banzai?
This is key stuff. Actually, it's good, because, you know, you talk about serious stuff all day. This is, it's fun to do this every now.
A curse to you, a Buckaroo Banzai. All right, it's yours. I'm leaving, Anthony. I have a lot of work to do.
Hey, we always come here and have fun and talk about this stuff, and then you say, all right, I'm leaving. Now you get serious. Now you talk about...
Oh, there's Lizardo right there. Back it up. Let's see him. I did that just from memory, and it was funny Buckley picked up on it. Here we go. Here, let's turn up the audio on this. Oh, there's no audio? Okay. All right, that's it. Lizardo's left the building, and so have I. Anthony, go ahead.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Got news here I want to cover, including this craziness. Scientists growing human organs inside pigs to create chimeras. But guess what? They've been making chimeras for a long, long time. Got stories about that. And back in the day when we used to talk about it, I would talk about it. I heard Alex talking about it a long, long time ago. Oh, that's craziness. You're crazy. Chinese cows making human breast milk from 6-7 years ago. Human animal chimeras were already unlocked and discovered in the UK. It's all craziness. But guess what? Like I said, like we were talking about earlier, the world is crazy. We've got more about Oklahoma police seizing your bank account and how they can do that. Towns banning front yard gardens. Venezuelan middle class dumpster diving for food. We're going to talk about a lot of that. But first, what I wanted to do, and it's pressing. We're going to have to cut off the end of it, and you can see the rest on the Alex Jones YouTube channel, is I wanted to play this full Drudge video because we played the two-minute version of the Drudge warning before. Yesterday, we played it a little bit today and yesterday. But this video really summarizes all of it. When Matt Drudge came on Alex's show, he really hit a lot of key points. So if we have that ready, I know it's a lot of craziness going on back there in the production area. I would like to play Matt Drudge's Warning to America.
It's been more than 16 years since Matt Drudge gave his historic speech at the National Press Club on June 2nd, 1998. At that time, he said that the mainstream media would go bankrupt, that individual bloggers and researchers on the Internet were just as important as the New York Times. The controlled state-run media had a field day making fun of Matt Drudge. But today, their hubris has drained away, and they're no longer as arrogant as they once were. Now we see calls for the FCC to regulate print news and online news, and we see establishment publications like Time Magazine, Newsweek, and the New York Times battling to keep from going completely bankrupt and imploding. It turns out pretty much everything that Matt Drudge said in that 40-minute speech has now come true. Well, Matt Drudge is saying a lot of things today that the mainstream media is still laughing at. Why do they laugh at people that have been proven right over and over again? Here are some of the most important moments, in my view, from Drudge's speech. And we're also adding headlines from over the years to show just how much of what he had to say came true.
This is something new. This marks the first time that an individual has access to the news wires outside of a newsroom. You get to read all the news from the Associated Press, UPI, Reuters, to the more agency French press and the Xinhua. I'm a personal fan of the Xinhua press. And time was, only newsrooms had access to the full pictures of the day's events. but now any citizen does. We get to see the kinds of cuts that are made for all kinds of reasons. Endless layers of editors with endless agendas changing bits and pieces, so by the time the newspaper hits your welcome mat, it had no meaning. Now with a modem, anyone can follow the world and report on the world. No middleman, no big brother. And I guess this changes everything.
More than 10 years after breaking the Clinton-Lewinsky story, Matt Drudge remains more powerful than ever with his website, thedrudgereport.com.
Matt Drudge is a legend on the internet. Every journalist and politician in America reads his website on a daily basis.
When radio lost out to television, there was anxiety. The people in the radio business were absolutely anxious and demanded government stop the upcoming television wave. Television was very nervous about other mediums coming forward, cable. The movies didn't want sitcoms to be taped at movie studios for fear it would take away from the movies. No. Television saved the movies. The internet is going to save the news business. I envision a future where there'll be 300 million reporters, where anyone from anywhere can report for any reason. It's freedom of participation absolutely realized. The First Lady of the United States recently addressed concerns about internet during a cyberspatial Millennium Project press conference just weeks after Lewinsky broke. She said, we're all going to have to rethink how we deal with the internet. As exciting as these new developments are, there are a number of serious issues without any kind of editing function or gatekeeping function. I wonder who she was referring to. Mrs. Clinton continued, any time an individual leaps so far ahead of that balance and throws a system, whatever it might be, political, economic, technological, out of balance, you got a problem. It can lead to all kinds of bad outcomes, which we have seen historically.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
Would she have said the same thing about Ben Franklin, or Thomas Edison, or Henry Ford, or Einstein? They all leapt so far ahead out that they shook the balance. No, I say to these people, faster, not slower. Create. Let your mind flow. Let the imagination take over. And if technology has finally caught up with individual liberty, why would anyone who loves freedom want to rethink that?
If you're an undersecretary at the Energy Department and you're doing an interview and you say one thing, you know, during, you could end up being on the front page of Drudge. Anyone saying anything can get caught up in the spin cycle in a way that is very damaging. You know, it hurts what we're trying to do on a daily basis, but also is very damaging to that individual person.
And we cannot hide our bad news stories. Bad news gets out one way or the other, and we must come to terms with telling the bad stories as well as the good. When bad things happen, the American people should hear it from us, not as a scoop on the Drudge Report.
The editor of Civilization magazine, Adam Goodhart, wrote a great op-ed in the New York Times talking about, is this really something new, this type of fast reporting, this competitive, very competitive, I'm part of the headline generation. He maintains it was a going back to our foundations when the press was found in quite a different atmosphere, when the press would report that the president's mother was a common prostitute brought over by the British Army. Imagine if someone did that now. We have a great tradition of freedom of the press in this country, unpopular press. If the First Lady is concerned about this internet cycle, what would she have done during the heyday when there was 12, 13 editions of a paper in one day? What would she have done with that news cycle? That's the foundation. That's what makes this club great, is the tradition.
And I think we have a tradition of provocative press. And that I maintain that I'm the new face on that. I'll take that for a season. But a lot of the stuff I do is serious stuff. I was first to report that the encryption was missing from a Loral satellite, for example, a couple weeks ago. I didn't see the main press reporting that one. So not everything I do is gossip or bedroom. To the contrary, I think that's just an easy label to dismiss me and to dismiss the new medium. But I'm excited about the launch of this internet medium, and I the freedom of the press belongs to anyone who owns one.
Tonight, the Drudge Report and InfoWars are once again in the crosshairs as the U.S. government seeks to regulate conservative media via election laws.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist whose stories often make their way from his website, InfoWars, where on any day you can find headlines about vaccines, mass fluoridation, and the 9/11 cover-up, into the so-called mainstream GOP establishment. Alex Jones was a champion of Clive and Bundy from the very beginning.
Because he's saying he'll do whatever he has to not be, have his grazing rights stolen by these pirates.
Drudge elevated the story, and it made its way onto Fox News' airwaves. Next thing you know, so-called mainstream Republicans are calling people like this patriots.
The conservative website that's called The Drudge Report pulled out all the stops today to promote a big, new, bombshell video.
Today, the leading conservative website's headline was this: Civil War, Senate to go for handguns.
I'm an addict. I'm a Drudge addict. Actually, my homepage is actually something else, National Review, but I find myself going to Drudge all the time because as a communications professional, you can tell what's going to come down the pike. If there's a siren on Drudge Report, you're like, oh boy, better go knock on the Oval Office door and let them know what's going to happen.
Walkergate. Yes, we're calling it that. It's the latest Hillary conspiracy theory that set the internet ablaze after the Drudge Report questioned whether Clinton was using a walker in this People magazine cover photo.
Well, internet pioneer Matt Drudge created a firestorm over the weekend, tweeting, "Just paid the Obamacare penalty for not getting covered. I'm calling it a liberty tax."
But a White House representative firing back, tweeting, "Flat lie, no fee for previous years." Scary how much influence he once had.
And then the White House shot back and said, you know, made some cheap shot about, oh, he used to be relevant. Are you kidding me? Matt Drudge used to be relevant? Let me give you the numbers. In 1 month, go on the website, almost 810 million unique views on the Drudge Report.
I guess that's a nice Twitter fight between the White House and Matt Drudge.
People had suggested I start a mailing list. So I collected the emails and set up a list called the Drudge Report. One reader turned into five, then turned into 100. And faster than you could say, I never had sex with that woman, it was 1,000. 5,000, 100,000 people. The ensuing website practically launched itself.
That is the video about what Matt Drudge said ultimately all coming true. And it's the most amazing thing when he was talking about, I foresee an age in which the internet will allow there to be 300 million reporters. 300 million reporters. And it ties in to this idea I wanted to talk about today. And of course, there's so much news that we didn't get to cover. I'm going to try and cover some of it. But the idea that we live in what I call a standardized test society. Because you see, you're only given options. Or you could also call it an A, B, C, or D society. What I mean by that is from childhood, we're put into the school system where we're given tests. And these tests are standardized. They grade us and our value and our worth and our intelligence based on A, B, C, or D. Sometimes you might be able to write in your own answer, right? But the big ones, the SATs, all these big grand tests, the standardized tests from the states, from the system, right? It's all A, B, C, or D. And we've been accustomed to this idea that we can either choose A, B, C, or D. We have to watch either Fox News, MSNBC, whatever you want to watch, as long as it's mainstream media. Right? A, B, C, or D. Sometimes there's not even a C or D. Sometimes it's A or B. You've been told your entire lives you have to subscribe to this system, the standardized test society, where you have no individual choice, where you can't do your own thing, right? Even when you graduate high school, they give you a test to determine your career. Determine your career based on this test, and there's a list of careers that you're going to be. It's very 1984-esque. And they say, well, you would be best as a plumber. You wrote these question, multiple choice questions, because we don't have the capacity to see people individually. You wrote these multiple choice questions, and we determined that you would most likely be best as a plumber. Well, you know, Matt Drudge didn't see just A, B, C, or D. He saw the internet, which a lot of the mainstream media type people hated, because it was access points for us, the individuals, to do our thing, just like how I'm speaking to you right now is through the internet or through radio, which was enabled by Alex's presence on the internet. And what happens is you start to lose control. The system starts to lose control, and Drudge saw that. No matter even what you think about him or the Drudge Report, maybe you even hate the politics of it. But guess what? He was a trailblazer, and he was a mega genius. And he is still a mega genius in the sense that he saw all of this coming. He saw all of this happening, and he saw it for what it was, an opportunity of expansion into the idea bank of the world. And instead of being someone that was sitting there saying, the internet is bad and scary and evil, and it is a terrible thing, and we need to restrict control, and the government needs to regulate it, he said, this is a bounty of opportunity. And he said, there will be attacks on the freedom of the internet. And he came on to Alex's show, Alex's program, and said such powerful things. I mean, really, really powerful. And speaking to the guy, he's a really amazing human being. But the very concept, we now have these tools, these opportunities at our disposal. Just this cell phone right here, this phone I'm holding in my hand, is opportunity. It is the ability to do anything. It is the ability to reach people through any venue online that you could have never dreamed of. It's more powerful than a supercomputer in the 1950s that cost $50 million. You would just have it in your hand all day sitting there. You have the opportunity to actually do something with it that could change the world. You could actually take a video on your phone and change the planet. That is powerful stuff. And the people that saw that from the beginning were people like Matt Drudge. And, you know, Alex saw it too. He was the first to start streaming his program live on the internet, like you are now probably watching it at Infowars.com/show. So this is what it comes down to. These are the things that change the world. These are the things and the opportunities that we need to grasp and take a hold of. Now, quickly, before the program's over, and Alex comes back tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, I just wanted to hit on just a few things here that are happening. So we talk about the details. We talk about toxoplasmosis, the cat parasite. Well, now scientists are growing organs inside pigs to create chimeras. This is from The Independent. U.S. researchers have injected human stem cells into pig embryos to produce human pig embryos known as chimeras. Now, this isn't new. Only got a minute here, but this isn't new news. In 2011, Sky News reported Chinese GM cows are already making human breast milk. And we've known for a long time that human animal chimeras are being made. They face new ethical scrutiny. This was from Stat News in 2015. And this piece from 2012 on 10 ways science is using human-animal hybrids. There's tons of different so-called chimeras already in existence. It's already being done. And here's the thing about this. We need to get involved in things that are actually detailed like this as a society instead of being a headline society. You heard about the drive-by society? How about a headline society? We just read headlines on the media, make assumptions, don't read past the first paragraph, and leave. We're tired. We're exhausted. We've been worked to the bone. We've been attacked, right? And we don't have time. But guess what? We got to get engaged, because as they start churning out human chimeras without the public even realizing it, we're not even involved. We're too busy. As they pull over people on the side of the road in Oklahoma and take all their cash, we're not even involved because we're too busy caught up in the minutia junk, the distraction. We have to get aligned and get on par. Anyway, I'm Anthony Gucciardi, and this has been the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. Alex, thank you for inviting me on. A lot of fun this hour. And stay tuned tomorrow. Alex will be back 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.